This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch, coming to you live from Tampa. Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll-free, 877-969-8600.
I'm your captain. I'm your captain.
He's on the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
Good morning, America. Hello, world, and welcome to the Thursday morning edition of the Captain's America Third Watch. I'm your host, retired fire rescue Captain Matt Bruce, with tomorrow's news tonight as we broadcast from my Salem Media Group, Tampa, Florida flagship radio stations. That's AM 816, AM 930, The Answer, in Tampa and Sarasota, and great radio stations all across America and around the world, too, via the Internet and a satellite. Now, a special shout-out goes out to our active-duty military veterans, EMS, firefighters, police, hospital and ER room workers, our 911 dispatchers, the Customs and Border Patrol, our security officers, the U.S. Coast Guard, and all those helping in the coronavirus effort, too, to keep us free and safe. Not everybody working on the third watch right now, regardless of what you're doing, how you're doing it, or why you're doing it. Thanks so very much for keeping America rolling along. Now, let's also say a special thank you to the over-the-road truck drivers, semi-truck drivers, the guys and the gals out there, coast-to-coast, border-to-border, to our bulk mail haulers, hauling the mail from the bulk mail distribution centers to the post offices where you get your mail delivered today, as well as our suicide jockeys hauling the gas and the diesel to the gas stations around the country. Now, you can follow us on Facebook, the official Captain's America Third Watch Facebook page. We're also on MeWe, Gab, Parler, Getter, and Truth Social at Captain's America for all of those, at Captain's America. And on Twitter, it's at Captain's America. And our website is simply the Captain's America ThirdWatch.com. That's the Captain's America ThirdWatch.com. Go over there and check out all the different things we have going on. Plus, it's also the place where you can listen to our radio show. If you can't get it anywhere else, you can get it right there on the website, the Captain's America ThirdWatch.com. And joining us from California, out there in the land of milk and honey and fruits and nuts and Nancy Pelosi, we've got Kyle Warren, a professor of politics. Hey, Kyle.
Good morning, Captain.
It's all of that and more. Are you ready to say the pledge for the second time?
Absolutely.
Okay, this one's for you, Bob. I pledge allegiance to the flag.
I pledge allegiance to the flag.
Of the United States of America.
Of the United States of America.
And to the republic for which it stands.
And to the republic for which it stands.
One nation under God.
One nation under God.
Indivisible with liberty and justice for all.
Indivisible with liberty and justice for all.
And of course we emphasize the words all the time, under God, because our great country was formed on Judeo-Christian values. And we hope you get it, because this country certainly needs an awakening. How's that? We need to awaken from the awokenness that we're in.
Yeah, I think you're right about that.
I think I made sense for that. But anyway. Okay, Kyle, most voters are concerned about hate speech and the Internet, but they're divided about whether or not it can be suppressed without violating First Amendment free speech protections. They like their Facebooks, they like their TikToks, they like their Instagrams, but they're afraid that if people start censoring things that maybe they'll get censured too, and that's not such a good idea. Well, you know, what's good for the goose is good for the gander, right?
Well, sure. I mean, haven't we existed for well over 200 years, being able to have speech? And the speech hasn't always been regulated the way that we have seen done with big tech or social media. I would always think, Captain, that, you know, the same rules, standards apply in the sense of how people conduct themselves. If somebody goes and says something that's, like we saw in this trial, defamatory or inflammatory, or they're encouraging people to commit crimes and this kind of stuff, you know, there may be some other consequences. consequences for that. But I think what people are concerned about is that somebody somewhere sitting in front of a computer will make the arbitrary decision that what they have to say about some public issue is not going to be heard because they don't like it.
Right, and I would like to say good morning to the lovely Cynthia and for all the help that she's given the show here recently. Thank you very much for your help and support. We appreciate it. Now, House Speaker Nancy Pelosi, your neighbor, right?
Right, yeah.
Delivered the commencement address at Brown University over the weekend and told the students, and I quote, that if the Supreme Court were to erase a woman's right to decide, it would be the worst thing to ever happen to America.
Well, but the Supreme Court isn't erasing the woman's right to decide.
Nope.
It's what it's doing is it's saying that the structure, the foundation on which Roe v. Wade was based, isn't really there in the Constitution. Assuming that the draft opinion is the opinion that's going to be the official opinion of the Supreme Court at some point, and what that does, it sends it back to the states, which have every right to make laws based on what it wants to do. And so, again, this is like the fear-mongering. So she's not really talking about what the laws or what the Constitution's actually about, what it really says, what it really means. She's just trying to gin up a lot of anger about something that is really a state's issue, and she knows that.
Now, I can't help but remark, yesterday, Joe Biden said something about the baby formula. They were getting more. They were working with another country or this, that, and the other. They were going to have everything under control. And then they had that Health and Human Services Secretary, the former congressman from California, the one that I forget what Biden called him, but he butchered his name. But anyway, he says, well, we don't know when we'll have enough to be prepared, and we're not sure if there's enough supply in the pipeline. I mean, it's like they continually butcher whatever Biden says. They completely butcher it because the left hand doesn't know what the right hand's doing.
No, and of course, they're looking for any story they can get that's a positive thing for the president to make it look like he did something that helped somebody. And yeah, especially comes to this, to the baby formula thing. You know, yes, maybe they'll get some baby formula available,
yeah,
but with inflation, nobody can afford to buy it, evidently.
Yeah, wait a minute here. We're going to go to break, but... Laughing Man is taking us to break. You can't make this stuff up, folks. You can't make this stuff up. Joe Biden, oh my God, the walking disaster that is. All right, I'll be right back with more. Don't go anywhere. This is the Captain's America Third Watch, Thursday morning edition.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch.
In the 1800s, there were 160 spas set up in Europe to dispense fresh liquid whey. The sick would recover their health and the aged would become rejuvenated. There's only one whey protein powder on the market that can generate and surpass the results seen in the whey spas in Europe. But first, let me tell you the story of 90-year-old Mary, who was semi-bedridden and in hospice care. Mary had been consuming only a pea protein and pasteurized milk drink. Then Mary was put on to Green Meadow Whey mixed with raw milk. She was given 2 to 3 whey drinks per day. On the very first day, Mary was up and came into the kitchen and made chicken soup. She was on her feet for many hours. 3 days later, Mary had gained 2.5 pounds of healthy weight. Green Meadow Whey is health giving to both young and old. Green Meadow Whey is guaranteed to make you feel better, stronger, reduce your inflammation, and eliminate virtually all toxins from your body without feeling sick. To order, go to bestwheyprotein.net. That's bestwheyprotein.net or call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Radio? Why should I advertise on radio? There's nothing to look at, no pictures.
Listen, you can do things on radio you couldn't possibly do on TV.
That'll be the day.
All right, watch this. Okay, people, and now when I give you the cue, I want the 700-foot mountain of whipped cream to roll into Lake Michigan, which has been drained and filled with hot chocolate. Then the Royal Canadian Air Force will fly overhead towing a 10-ton maraschino cherry, which will be dropped into the whipped cream for the cheering of 25,000 extras. All right, cue them up. Okay, 25,000 cheering extras.
Now, you want to try that on television?
Well...
You see, radio is a very special medium because it stretches the imagination.
Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Hey, Jimmy, turn off the video games. Let's go play some ball.
I'm in the middle of my game. Can't we go later?
Come on, it'll be fun. It'll be there when you get back.
Okay, but there's no way you're gonna win.
Why don't you grab some water and granola bars, and then we'll see about that.
You can make a difference. Eat smart, play hard. And when you do, your kids will too. A challenge from USDA.
Have you heard the warning from the dead doctors don't lie guy? I'm talking about Dr. Joel Wallach. He says if you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol or high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, or other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. That's what he says. He has a free lecture revealing what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in his free lecture called Deadly Recipe. You want it free? Call him toll-free at 855-79-YOUNG. You ready? 855-79-YOUNG. Dr. Joel Wallach, the dead doctors don't lie guy, says there's no reason why we shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there.
Join the Captain's America Third Watch for lunch on the first Thursday of each month between 11:30 and 1:30 p.m. at Nixon's Groveside Cafe inside Nixon's Fruit Farm down the street from Pirate City in East Bradenton.
All righty. I can't wait. That's going to be there today, and I'll be there at like 11:30 to 1:30, like the man said. And going to get the Captain's Club today, psyched for that. And if you show up, the Captain's Club is a big sandwich. If you don't want to eat the whole thing, get a half and try it out, see what it's like, and see if it's as good as I say it is. Now, if you like Cuban sandwiches, they got a great Cuban there, too. All the food that they have there at lunchtime is really, really, really good. It's not just about sandwiches either. They've got salads for the weight-conscious folks. They've got soups there, too, whatever. But you can find a great, great, great meal at a reasonable price. It's still not so expensive you can't afford to go out and have lunch. Trust me on that one. Okay, this portion of the program, Captain's America Third Watch, is brought to you by our friends over at Relief Factor, Pete and Seth Talbot, the father and son team. And, of course, Relief Factor is part of my daily regimen. I've been taking this for over 7 years, almost 8 years now. And I take it because of what it does. It keeps me and my body under control when it comes to the inflammation and the swelling and the pain that I have with both of my legs and my ankles and my feet. It's now become a two-legger event, if you will. There's a word for you, a two-legger. But if you've got back pain or shoulder or neck or hip pain, foot pain, knee pain, something going on with arthritis or rheumatism, this will help you. This will help you. It only costs $19.95 for the 3-week quick start. Take it the way it says to take it. You get it in your system, and away you go. And you get it by going to the website they gave me, relieffactor.com/captain, relieffactor.com/captain, relieffactor.com/captain. Give it a try for the 3 weeks, see what it does for you. And if it works, then you'll get on the automatic shipping, and away you go. You don't need to worry about nothing. It's all natural, by the way. No drugs at all in it. So that's it. ReliefFactor.com/captain. Because as Kyle likes to say, all you have to lose is...
All you have to lose is pain.
See? I knew you were there. All right. Let's go back to what we were talking about. Representative Lauren Boebert, Colorado. Boy, I like her. She's a fiery little character. Now, the founding fathers, according to her, just didn't get back from a hunting trip when they decided to sit down and write the Second Amendment. Truer words were never spoken.
No, yeah, I absolutely agree. One of the reasons, Captain, I think that they constantly talk about the notion of hunting, you know, you don't need an AR-15 to go hunting and, you know, this kind of thing. They say that because they realize that the context of where the Second Amendment was, how it was conceived and why it was even put in the Constitution in the first place, that everything's out of context now because history is being overlooked. And in so many ways, especially young people in school, they're being really deprived of having an actual contextual view of why the American Revolution, of the inception of the Articles of Confederation, which led to the Constitution, with, you know, this, all this stuff goes together. And so she's absolutely right. It's not just about a hunting trip, but they want to put it in that context to think, oh yeah, well, I don't need that to go hunting. I don't need a military looking weapon to do that.
I want you folks to understand how desperate the Democrats are to try to get rid of these guns that are out there and try to bring things under regulation, similar to what Canada is about to do. Joe Biden the other day said about the 9mm that the .22 caliber would go into you and they would be able to get the bullet out and you would probably survive. His words, not mine, and I'm paraphrasing it. And then when he talked about the 9mm, he says the 9mm will blow a hole in your lung and blow it right out of your body.
Now, yeah, that's not true.
Not even close to being true.
Go ahead. Of course not. Yeah.
Go ahead.
Oh, no, I was just going to say, that's right, but... And so here's Biden saying that. Now it gets picked up as a soundbite, and then you have people again who don't understand the context of what he's even talking about, and simply hear him say that and go, "Oh, that sounds terrible. We have to stop that. We have to ban that 9mm," based on what President Biden said, and even though it makes no sense.
Now, after saying that a teacher at the Robb Elementary School propped open the door that was used by the gunman Salvador Ramos last week during the mass shooting, officials in Texas said the teacher had actually closed the door. Problem was, couldn't lock it.
Yes, and as we understand, you know, that the gunman was trying different doors. He didn't go right for that door, but he was trying the different doors.
He spent 12 minutes outside the school after he came over the fence, looking for a door to come in.
Yes, and I understand, Captain, that he was observed doing this.
He was.
And I think, yeah, and that begs the question, why weren't the schoolrooms then being locked down and then locked from the inside? You know, they have these special locks that the teacher can put on the door that you can't open the door at that point.
That's right.
And why wasn't that happening? I think that's a very good question.
Well, yep, and I think we'll find out about all that. Now, the ease of ex-Hillary Clinton's campaign lawyer, Michael Sussman, the ease it was for him to be able to reveal the key details about the campaign's efforts to seed the claims about Donald Trump and the FBI's treatment of those claims has brought comments from former Congressman Devin Nunes, who now works for the Trump campaign. I believe he runs Truth Social. And he said, and I quote, there was a really important case that got brought into D.C., even with the verdict, because we learned so much. Nunes, of course, says that we learned that the Clinton approval of this operation, talking about the Sussman trial, learned for sure that they were spying on Trump. We learned the FBI knew all about it. We learned that the seventh floor was very interested in the case. Seventh floor, of course, is the leadership floor of the FBI.
Well, you're right. This is really earth-shattering. And it would be earth-shattering on the Alphabet Network News and on places like CNN or MSNBC if you just reversed it. It turns out President Trump's campaign came up with a Russia story and they put it out there about Hillary Clinton and Trump knew about it and all this stuff. It would be absolute Armageddon. But because it's this, it's like, well, it doesn't really hit the move the needle at all. But it is very important, Captain, because this is what that campaign was all about. And this is really, it's a vindicated President Trump, and this evidence was offered under oath. I don't see anybody impeaching Robbie Mook in his testimony on this.
No, and speaking of impeaching, a Russian TV presenter Monday, just found out about it yesterday, Monday, said the special operation in Ukraine is over. The next words out of his mouth were, World War III has begun.
Very ominous. I think this may even be the same Russian TV host recently talked about, I think, the specter of nuclear war, believing somehow that it would be okay for them because they're all going to go to heaven and everybody else is just going to be blown up or something like that. I mean, the kind of rhetoric that we're starting to hear is really, really scary, and it's just insane. And I think, Captain, it's showing real desperation among not just Putin, but among the Putin supporters, evidently, that sort of believe that no matter what, they're still going to prevail. And this is a desperate people start doing desperate things.
Yeah, you're absolutely right with that one. And, of course, it's the type of climate that we have. This guy never would have said this if he hadn't had permission from Putin to say it.
Well, of course not, yes, because it gets it out there, and that way it starts the discussion. But I don't know. I mean, other than, and I'm just saying this theoretically, other than the fact that Russia is a nuclear power, can they really sustain World War III?
If they're
not able to beat the Ukrainians.
No.
And I'm not insulting the Ukrainians. I'm saying that in terms of world-class fighting forces, of which the Ukrainian soldiers have a lot of experience and a lot of know-how, but in terms of fighting the United States or NATO, you know, that's a whole different story, too. And they can't even do this.
No. And they don't want to.
No. So where would they fall back on? They'd fall back on the idea of we've got tactical nukes, or I'm going to target the city, or I'm going to do this, and or else, and then we would get into a real standoff.
Yep, we would. Okay, hold that thought, folks. We're coming back with more to Captain's America Third Watch, bottom of the hour, news and weather, and then we'll be right back with more here on the Captain's America Third Watch. Don't go anywhere. We got a lot more coming your way. I'll be right back.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your mind.
Are you ready to retire? Inflation is picking up, markets are volatile, and the dream of a comfortable retirement is harder to attain than ever before. The stock market goes up and down is beyond your control. But you're at a point in your life where you can't afford to make big financial mistakes. I'm Al Abaroa, founder of Knight Strategic Wealth. Our investment strategy allows you to go up with the stock market, lock in your gains, and when the stock market goes down, your investment won't lose a dime. This works for your investments, savings at a brokerage firm, or even money at a bank. It's simple, it's safe, and that's why savvy investors work with us. Want to learn more? Text FREE to 833-898-0500, and we'll send our retirement readiness kit directly to your phone right now. If you want to help build a retirement portfolio that will go up with the market and literally never lose money, get our retirement readiness kit today and see how this strategy can help secure your future. Text FREE to 833-898-0500. Text FREE to 833-898-0500.
U.S. USA Radio News.
Police in Tulsa, Oklahoma say a gunman killed at least four people at St. Francis Hospital on Wednesday before dying of a self-inflicted gunshot wound. Police spoke to reporters at the scene.
I was very happy with what we know so far regarding the response of our officers. As the mayor mentioned, the citizens of Tulsa, I think, should be proud. This parking lot was difficult to get to for some of those officers who were here just minutes after it came in. It was difficult due to the amount of cars that had responded from all sides of town.
According to a Facebook post from the department, Tulsa police apprentice officers underwent active shooter training just days ago. A federal judge says John Hinckley Jr., the man who shot President Ronald Reagan in 1981, will be freed from court oversight this month as planned. This is USA Radio News.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.
Are you curious about what might be missing from your diet and supplement choices? Take a free health assessment to identify your possible nutrient deficiencies. As a certified holistic health coach, I will help you assess and prioritize a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Who listens to radio at night? EMTs, truck drivers, law enforcement, and many other hard-working people just like you, buying products and services from companies just like yours. Many companies owe their success to radio. It's the engaging medium. Call 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com. 327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com. 327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com.
Forget to set your calendar to join Captain Matt Bruce for Lunch with the Captain this Thursday at Nixon's Groveside Cafe in Bradenton from 11:30 a.m. to 1:30 p.m. Meet some great people, have stimulating conversation, and enjoy some great food. After all, Nixon's is the home of the Captain's Club. That's Nixon's Groveside Cafe at Nixon's Fruit Farms, located at 2525 27th Street East in Bradenton. Come on out and see the Captain, and we'll see you there.
You betcha. Boy, I'm looking forward to having a Captain's Club today. I mean, my goodness. What a sandwich. You're going to love it when you see it. A lot of people, they see how big the sandwich is. They go, well, I got to have half that size. Well, that's okay. No problem. But you're going to like it. It's really good. All right. This conversation I'm about to have with Kyle Warren, it's got some Florida flavor to it. Because the ACLU and some other abortion groups have now taken upon themselves to sue Florida over the new 15-week abortion ban that was just recently signed into law by Governor DeSantis. You heard about that, right, Kyle?
Yeah, that's right. Yeah, that was signed in, I think, back on April the 14th. Yeah.
So where's this going?
Good question. Well, it bans the abortions after 15 weeks of pregnancy. Now, they do have some exemptions. That includes rape, incest, and human trafficking. And it does. It's not into effect yet. It'll start up July 1st, we understand.
Yep.
But, yeah, we'll see where this goes.
Okay, well, it's going to be interesting. And, of course, the the whole nation is watching what's going on down here, because I'm not sure if we led the way or if we just followed another state, but there are other states that are coming aboard with this same sort of law.
Yes, that's true. Yeah.
Now, Congressman Sessions, not to be confused with Jeff Sessions, not the same person, says that it may be time to raise the rifle buying age to 21.
Yes, and this is interesting. Of course, I believe Representative Sessions is a Republican, for one thing. This is going to be, I think you're going to see or hear a lot more of this kind of thing, at least in terms of the hypothetical discussions about this. And I think, Captain, because politicians are aware that if they appear to be too monolithic in terms of, well, this party, we'll never do this, and that party, they always do that, it's going to be harmful to them politically in light of the terrible things that we've been witnessing. So there may be some compromises in there somewhere, but I would expect something will give on something like this. Yes.
What do you think?
Well, I do think we'll have to see if there becomes really a critical mass in the country to raise the age limit to buy a rifle, because there are places all over the country, Captain, where young people start out pretty early because it's part of their culture, part of their lifestyle. They're out in the rural areas and they have a gun for a particular reason too, of having to either protect themselves or protect the animals or livestock from predators or this kind of thing. And so there's got to be some way of accounting for all this rather than some blanket federal law.
Yeah, I agree. I think you're right. Okay, well, the House GOP conference chair, Elise Stefanik, of course, she's a Republican from New York, and Mark Wayne Mullen from Oklahoma, and nearly 30 other Republican leaders have introduced a resolution, if you will, to expunge the contents of former President Donald Trump's second impeachment trial based on what they just found out from the John Durham investigation and the trial with Mr. Sussman.
Right. Now, this should be, again, front page. That's an old term now, I know. Front page news. And most people in the country, at least not all that long ago in this country, would say, yeah, this whole thing was made up. The guy was wronged. And think what you will about a particular politician or president for whatever reason. Most people, not all that long ago, would agree that, you know, you can't go out and make stuff up like this and sort of get away with it. But that's right. So, obviously they'll have to be in the majority, I think, to do this. And then, of course, the next go around, it'll be, well, elect us and put us in the majority. We'll put the impeachment back for Trump, and it'll be a big political thing.
I think once it's removed. That's it, period. They'd have to turn around. Sure. They'd have to turn around and impeach him again, and I don't believe they can do that. So, too bad, so sad.
But they would love to. If they could impeach Donald Trump every day of the week,
yeah,
they would do it.
Yeah, but we understand, okay, we understand from what was said in the Durham trial with Mr. Sussman, and the evidence that's there, the given under oath evidence that was there, that this whole deal with this impeachment was a bunch of nonsense.
Well, of course. And usually what came out in this trial, Captain, would make the average person want to slink away and never be seen again because of embarrassment and humiliation. But I think most of the Clinton folks are just kind of laughing about it. Yeah.
Now, the school police chief in the Uvalde, Texas school district has been avoiding reporters like the plague, right?
Absolutely, yes.
And he doesn't want to say anything to them, right?
That's right.
He was the incident commander there, too, and there's been all kinds of comments about that as well. Is that correct?
That's right, yeah.
Well, he's refused to answer questions about the mass shooting, and I saw some reporter corner him somewhere going into a door, and they had about a five-minute discussion was it, but nothing really was said back and forth of any substance. But do you think we'll ever get the total lowdown on that, or are we going to have to wait for the investigation to play itself out?
I think it's going to have to play itself out. You know, even the ceremony to swear in him as a city councilman was done kind of on the fly. There wasn't a ceremony of any kind, and because of the obvious issues that are surrounding this now. And he won't want to talk to the reporters about this. And, no, I do think they'll have to really, really, it'll be like pulling teeth to get word to the bottom of it.
Now, are you planning on going to Cuba anytime soon?
No, not planning on it, but some people may be hopping a flight here pretty soon.
Well, the United States yesterday officially lifted the flights to Cuba and the flight restrictions that we had that were imposed under Donald Trump. So very soon, I would say within the next month, and once they can get things up and running down there in Havana, you're going to have American flights going back into Cuba.
Well, that's right. Now, the reason the Trump administration put these restrictions in, the ones that the Biden administration are lifting, is, you know, they were trying to put more economic pressure onto the Cuban government there.
Correct.
Yeah, so, you know, I guess it's all good now. It's nothing to worry about. There's no problem.
Really?
Right.
Really?
Well, see, that's the thing. And this is, you know, unless you see real, I mean, are we seeing real reforms? Are we seeing the kinds of things that, the free world would demand in order to sort of do more business, more commerce, or more travel and more interaction with Cuba? I don't think so.
Me neither. All right. Yeah. Well, an update again on the shooting at Tulsa, the hospital campus. 4 people have been killed. Plus the gunman who took his own life, apparently, and that was just a terrible situation. No motive known yet. Very sketchy details coming out. Hopefully there'll be some more information tomorrow morning.
Yes, exactly. All we know right now is, like you said, this was the incident occurred. We know it was at the hospital there in Tulsa, the gunman apparently killed himself.
Now, California, your state, has had a task force that just released a 500-page report detailing the paying of reparations to African Americans. And the basic message that came from the task force was California should pay reparations to African Americans for bringing them to the United States against their will.
Right. I think the report found that ever since 1619, that there has been racism embedded into all aspects of, and of course, this predates the United States, right? This is, but it basically permeates into all aspects of American culture, basically, in a nutshell. So I don't know, Captain. We'll see, you know, what happens with this. I'm curious to know how the reparations would be divvied up, shall we say, who would receive the reparations specifically, and what is the criteria for that? Because I think that will also be a real point of consternation when it comes to actually transmitting the reparations, whatever they may be.
Yeah, and I can't believe this is going to be paid voluntarily, regardless of who decides what.
Right. Well, again, this is a lot of this is political as well, and California likes to be on the quote forefront of everything. So, yeah, this is going to be a big national debate. You see, you'll watch.
Alrighty, hold that thought, folks. We're coming right back with more here on the Captain's America Third Watch. Don't go anywhere. I'll be right back.
Hi, folks. Don't forget to set your calendar to join Captain Matt Bruce for Lunch with the Captain this Thursday at Nixon's Groveside Cafe in Bradenton from 11:30 a.m. to 1:30 p.m. Meet some great people, have stimulating conversation, and enjoy some great food. After all, Nixon's is the...
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident, or injured at work, you have rights, and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good, they stake their reputation reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. That's 800-509-4492.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Be sure to tune in 2:45 and 3:45 Eastern Time every morning for the Truckers Highway and Byway Report with Captain Matt Bruce and Kyle Warren, the Professor of Politics, as they keep you up to date with the weather conditions in the lower 48, live on the Captain's America Third Watch.
Eastbound and down, loaded up and trucking. Are we gonna do what they say can't be done? We've got a long way to go and a short time to get there. I'm eastbound just like no bandit run. Keep your foot hard on the pedal. Some devil mind me brakes. Let it all hang out cause we got a run to make. The boys are thirsty in Atlanta and there's beer in Texarkana. And we'll bring it back no matter what it takes. Eastbound and down. Are we going to do what they say can't be done? We've got a long way to go and a short time to get there. I'm eastbound just Quattro Bandit Run.
All righty, from Smokey and the Bandit, that there's
Jerry Reed. Get her done. And I can still see Fred sitting up on the front seat of that big old KW, by KW, following the Bandit. And, of course, Frog was up in the front seat of the car with the Bandit. Isn't that right, Kyle?
Oh, that's right. No, that's the one and only Jerry Reed. And I'm just sitting here smiling and singing along.
I heard you singing.
Yeah.
I cut in on your last words.
That's right.
That's okay. The audience got a chance to hear you.
That's right. Well, that's cool.
Yeah, every now and then we do that. We start singing along because you can't help it. The songs get you tapping your toes and doing everything else. But right now I want you to sing along and tell me what's going on out west with the weather.
Well, Captain, out west tonight, we definitely have a flash flood watch. This is going to be in northern Washington, especially, I believe it's U.S. Highway 97, I believe, in the Waterville, Bridgeport area. This is going to extend all the way up to the border with Canada and east over towards Colville. So you want to be aware of this. This is all north, by the way, of I-90. Thunderstorms could be developing on Thursday, which could bring heavy rain and flooding. Seattle, Washington, Portland, Oregon, also as we head towards the weekend, they're going to start to see rain showers as well. Also, our active rain right now out there on the map, just as we were talking about last hour, looks like it's kind of dissipated a little bit, but now the rain has kind of moved from Heppner, and this was in the area of Highway 74. This has now moved east over towards Pendleton and I-84. So if you're in that area, you definitely have rain coming across the interstate there. And then in a little place called Enterprise, just a little bit, looks like that's east of Island City and Union. That's where the rain and the sleet has moved over now this hour. There's a little bit of rain parts of Central Oregon, just little tiny bits, nothing really much to speak of right now. But other than that, we have a pretty quiet map, and we'll continue to monitor as we get into the weekend the larger developments for the incoming rain.
Two things come to mind when you say Enterprise.
Yep.
Number one is Enterprise, Alabama. And number two is the spaceship Enterprise.
The Starship Enterprise. Yep. You got it.
Yeah. All right. Okay, well, let's get kicked up here. All right, folks, we do have some weather tonight out there in the Midwest, and we've also got this system that's headed our way from down there in the Yucatan and the south northwestern part of the Caribbean Sea at the moment. Now, we do have a lot of rain and a lot of flooding going on in Oklahoma. Right about, it's pretty much in Oklahoma right now. I was going to say it's not where it was a little while ago in Texas, but right there in Oklahoma, east of Plainview, straight across over towards Okie City, down 35, almost down to the Texas line. We do have some low-level flooding going on right now tonight around Midland, Texas, so be advised of that. And even Abilene, there might be a little bit of flooding going on around Abilene. Now, moving up into Kansas, southern part of Kansas, we've got some weather conditions there in terms of the flooding that's going on in the low-lying areas. Also up in Missouri around Columbia, just south of I-70 right there. You probably will see it if you're coming across I-70. I imagine some of those big fields that are up there that they plant corn or wheat or whatever and are probably flooded. That's what that's going on there by the Missouri River. So that's probably my guess anyway. And then we look pretty good until we get down here into the Gulf. Now, we have a system coming from the Gulf. And right now I'm going to read the statement and just tell you what's going on. It's near the Yucatan Peninsula in southeast Gulf of Mexico, a broad area of low pressure located near the east coast of the Yucatan Peninsula, producing a large area of disorganized showers and thunderstorms over the northwestern Caribbean Sea and Yucatan Peninsula. It has an 80% chance of development. Development into what? Well, how about a tropical depression or a tropical storm? Next level up the chain of command. Now, despite strong upper-level winds, gradual development is forecast, and this system will likely become a tropical depression or tropical storm as it moves slowly northeastward over the northwestern Caribbean Sea and southeastern Gulf of Mexico over the next couple of days. This is going to come and visit Florida. Exactly where, we don't know. So everybody in southwestern Florida, from Tampa south needs to be paying attention to what this storm's going to do. It's mainly going to be a big-time rainmaker, okay? And that will cause a lot of flooding in the normal areas where it does. There could be some winds associated with this. We just don't know. So keep your eyes on the Weather Channel. Monitor this. Pay attention to what's going on. And get your supplies. Get your supplies right now. Fill your car up with gas right now. Don't dally. Because if you wait until Saturday when things are upon us, it might be a little bit too late. And remember, when the winds get up to 45 miles an hour, if that happens, the trucks go off the road. They stop their delivering. Fire trucks and all emergency vehicles stop, too, because of the bridges. So just keep that in mind. All right, Kyle, tell us real quick about your show, please.
Well, thank you, Captain. Yes, you can find me at KyleWarrenShow.com.
And we will talk to you tonight, my friend, so you stay low and stay out of trouble.
Thank you, Captain.
All right, Kyle Warren, a professor of politics, and, of course, KyleWarrenShow.com is his website. Go over there, check it out, and find out how to hear him. And now we're going to go to the telephone line, and we've got Denise Simon from FoundersCode.com with us. So good morning to you.
Good morning.
What's the big story for you today, Johnny Depp?
God.
Oh, God. No, I'm not going to say much of anything about it, except he got $10 million and she got $2 million or something like that.
Well, sort of. I'm not sure that any of that will actually get paid out. I think there'll be some appeals and...
Oh, it'll be tied up in court for another several years. Yep.
I don't know about you.
All right. Now, how about this one? For the first time in American history, in all 50 states of the United States, gasoline has topped $4 a gallon everywhere.
You know, this really says that as long as the Biden administration and this White House continues to blame Putin, it tells you that they have no intelligence on how to fix this, much less did they even bother to deal with it before the invasion. We knew this was going to happen.
Yep.
There's plenty that can be done, but they refuse to do it because they've got the Green New Deal going in by fiat.
Yep.
So, I mean, the one industry that's not talked about at all in any of this is the coal industry.
Mm-hmm.
You know, they could be lifting all of that right now to supplement, if for nothing else.
Mm-hmm.
But no, they don't want to do that either.
Well, this is a situation that we knew, as you said, we knew this was going to happen. We talked about it. We warned everybody, hey, be careful. What you wish for? This guy doesn't know what he's doing. And a lot of this is intentional because they don't want this to go down. They want to keep forcing the issue. Well, it's electric cars and, well, don't drive as much. And, well, yeah, sure. Give me a break.
But it's obviously working.
Not with me. I'm not paying any attention to it.
Well.
Or with you.
Okay.
Damn the torpedoes full speed ahead. I mean, we're not buying a lie here with this crap that's going on. But anyway, we'll talk more about this and a whole bunch more on the other side of the break, folks. Don't go anywhere. We will be right back right after the top of the hour news. Denise Simon from FoundersCode.com.
If you want to talk with the Captain or with Denise Simon, 877-969-8600 on the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce. More with Denise right after this.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now for prices so low we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline
airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.